May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? 283.
reading of the Word of God is from the Book of Psalms, the 27th Psalm and the 39th Psalm. From the Book of Psalms, Psalm 27, Psalm 39. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, thus I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. So now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hide not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. The Lord bless the reading of his word to us each and help us to pray. Gracious, merciful God, grant to us the influence and help of thy Holy Spirit. Teach us how to pray, Lord. May we approach thee and plead the all-prevailing and precious name of Jesus. Lord, we do ask for help. Keep us from vain repetition. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Dear Lord Jesus, dwell amongst us. We have the promise to humbly remind thee that where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be here, and that to bless. Lord, thou knowest the hearts of each. Thou also knowest, Lord, these petitions which have risen from such hearts, how they have come into thy house, how they have asked that thou would indeed meet with them in thy house. Lord, has this concern been brought before thee on the way into the house of God? Oh, what a blessing it is surely to come to thy house with a desire for something. Lord, the poor woman who touched the hem of thy garment was in need. She was a sinner and she needed a saviour. Lord, what she wanted was mercy. We trust there are those that have come, Lord, to thy courts tonight, that one desire is mercy. Mercy, my God, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, we try to pray, Lord, for all thy people. But Lord, when it comes to personal blessings, Lord, leave us each and not out of the blessing of thy love and mercy. Lord, the hymn writer said, 'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Lord, we thank thee that there is a people whom thou hast appointed unto salvation, chosen them out of the ruins of the fall, upon which thou hast, in thy great kindness, called them by thy grace, and brought to seek, Lord, for their soul. May we be amongst that number, Lord, that is not satisfied, Lord, with this coming and going to chapel. Oh, how we have, Lord, throughout our life, come and gone the house of God. Lord, here we are once more. Let there be a portion to take home. Lord, the point of gleaning is to glean for something that we shall enjoy. The handmaiden of Ruth gleaned in the field of Boaz. May we be found in the gospel field. Lord, she gleaned and took it home and lived on it. May we glean in the gospel field and take it home and live on it, Lord. But then we are reminded, using the scripture, Lord, of the benefit that she obtained through Boaz. Handfuls of purpose. Lord, may there be those sweet seasons, Lord, to each of our souls. Lord, that the means of grace has been the means of blessing. Lord, that we've been able to indeed partake of the blessing of thy grace and of thy word, so that it has remained with us long after the sanctuary is shut. Lord, we took it home. It's part of our spiritual experience. Lord, when we understand the words of the poet, then will I tell to sinners round what a kind Saviour I have found. Lord, amongst the things that are indeed spoken of, our blessings received in the house of God, Lord, through the means of grace. Oh, be not silent to these petitions. Lord, what is the trouble to us is this listening. Lord, listening without receiving. Lord, we cannot apply it. We cannot add anything to thy word, neither can we take anything away. Lord, if thou wilt come, Holy Spirit of truth, and apply the word, Lord, only thou knowest the state of the soul of any that are here, whether they are young or otherwise. But we do hope, Lord, that there is not to come into chapel only, but a desire for the blessing of the word to be applied and made a blessing. Lord, one has come to chapel empty. May they come, may they go home full. Lord, perhaps some have come to chapel in a dark state of solemn sense of the need of mercy, and wonder, Lord, whether that within the secret of the covenant of grace or without it. Lord, raise up, we pray thee, such souls to a hope in thy mercy. So abide with us, Lord Jesus, and own and bless the word, Lord, to the good of souls, and thou shalt be praised and honoured and glorified. We would not forget to pray for those who have the care and the burden of the sanctuary. Lord, we pray for one not with us. Oh, take care of him. Bring him home safely, Lord, at the appointed time. But the distance The Lord makes no difference to prayer. We're sure of this, Lord, that in the exercise of this place, there have been the silent petitions raised up to glory for thy presence and thy blessing. So be with him and take care of him, Lord, and bring him home safely later on. But Lord, we do pray for the prosperity of the soul. Lord, we're thankful for as many as come out on a weeknight. But Lord, it is for the prosperity of the soul. Lord, we read at that time after the resurrection when Jesus drew near and went with these believers. Lord, there was a gracious effect. Their heart burned within them as he spoke with them by the way. Dear Lord, we pray that such an experience may be known those who come into this house of God tonight. Oh, something that shall abide, something that shall remain. Lord, seed sown in ground prepared will bring forth fruit. Lord, we pray that as they are spared and wake tomorrow morning, they're not forgotten, Lord, what they've heard tonight. Lord, remember the cause and add to it. Lord, there's been some sweet seasons here, additions to the church, evidences of the work of grace, joy and peace in believing. Lord, the word has not been altogether lost. It has had effect, and it has moved unwilling feet, Lord, to walk in the ways of thy command. Are there those here, Lord, that seek to walk in the ways of thy command, but perhaps they've stipulated the condition. Perhaps they've come to thee and demanded that thou should do this before they do that. Lord, there's only one thing that thy people need, and that's a love to Jesus. Lord, if thou wilt bless thy people with thy grace and grant them a love to Jesus Christ, so that are made willing to follow thee in the despised ordinances. Lord, we do pray for the moving and effect of love. Lord, may they be brought to see the love of Christ, what moved him to leave glory and take a body like our own, and then to suffer, and then to die, there to shed his blood, all for sinners. Lord, thou dost not demand much. Lord, may the love of Christ constrain. Lord, may they do it for Jesus' sake, walk in the ways of the ordinances of thy house. Lord, for the peace of their conscience, and for thy smile, and for thy approval. Lord, work graciously then here, and to the church, sinners that are constrained by love, sinners that shall tell to others what thou hast done for them. Lord, hear our prayer, prosper thy word in this place, when thy servants come here, may they bring a word from thee for this people. Give them, Lord, that grace to speak. But Lord, as we said before, it's the application, the personal application of the word is what we desire thee to do here. So bless the ministry. So bless the office bearers. encourage them to wait and encourage them to watch. Lord, we think of that state of one in the gospel who was careful and troubled about many things. And so it is, Lord, as we find in life's journey, there's many things that trouble us, but may they not rob. Lord, may they not be sent to take away the one thing or the desire for the one thing that is needful. Lord, we pray for thy people in their various multitudes of concerns and cares and anxieties. We would remember them and pray for them. Lord, one we have read, one thing we desire of the Lord, that which we will seek after. Lord, we do pray, therefore, that where the work of grace is, that this one thing may be the one thing above everything else. Lord, we're sure that many, if not all, are concerned with the health of their body. But Lord, may they be also more concerned with the health of their soul. Lord, we pray that they may seek thy smile, thy approbation. Lord, we think of that blessing which the people of God enjoy. Lord, thy presence. Lord, when thy children walk in thy ways, Lord, they have thee with them. Lord, we pray therefore that in this place there will be those that shall indeed prove the goodness and blessing of the presence of Jesus. Lord, he goes before. Lord, we read of thee in the Old Testament, the Lord he is his that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. So hear us and be with thy people here, and bless the word of thy grace. Hear us as we pray for all thy servants. Oh, be with them and help them. Here we are, Lord, on a Friday night, the exercise of the Lord's day. Lord, thou knowest what is needed. Go before thy servants and go with them. And send them, Lord, to thy courts and amongst thy people with a word from the Lord. Lord, wilt thou raise up others to preach? Lord, we think of thy aged servants, thy afflicted servants, who are not able to preach anymore. Lord, in their place wilt thou thrust out others, Lord, to take their place, so that the gospel is to continue to be preached. Lord, what we want to pray for, particularly, Lord, is the influence of the Holy Spirit in the courts of thy house and in the souls of those who attend there. Lord, what a blessed it is to be led by the Spirit. Lord, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Lord, we pray for a divine teacher then. He shall teach you all things, Jesus said. May this divine teacher work within this cause and within the souls of those who come here. Especially we remember the young people. Gracious God, raise them up to follow in the path of those that are older in years. We do seek the welfare of young and old, though. Lord, restore. And we think, Lord, of those who have known times of blessing. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Lord, to lose the joy does not lose the blessing. Lord, who once thou dost love, thou dost never leave, but love them to the end. Lord, we pray for restoration What a sweet season that is, Lord, when we have further visits from Jesus Christ. Then, Lord, we read of the condition that we hoped, Lord, thy people are in. Lord, in the Beatitudes we read, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, the natural man has only one desire, and that's the things of time. Lord, may there be those here, Lord, that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, are not satisfied with taking their place in the house of God, but long for those blessings and favours which are personally applied. Lord, we pray for those who feel the guilt of sin. Lord, lead them to that fountain. Lord, how often of late, Lord, thou hast brought to our mind thy own word in that day. Lord, we know that it means the day of suffering and the day of sacrifice. But may there be many, Lord, that shall have by experience a day appointed for their blessing. In that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness. Oh, what a sacred day, Lord, to look back or to remember such visits from thee. So remember this cause and strengthen it and add unto it. And graciously work in their midst, Lord, we pray thee. Lord, thy one church is a complete church. Lord, no doubt there are those that are still in the womb of the covenant. Lord, we await and we watch for these dear souls, Lord, that come and go to the house of God. Lord, that are brought to desire more than just mere attendance. Lord, we dwell in evil times. What we do desire, Lord, is that thou wilt keep us from the evil. Lord, we've got an old nature that delights in sin. Subdue this old nature. Lord, thou wilt never take it away till we die, but subdue it. Lord, may we seek first the kingdom of God. So appear for us this night and abide with us and make thy goodness to pass before us. Life's journey is coming to an end. O Lord, prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Oh, that we may be prepared for the end of the journey. Lord, it is often said that the old must die, but a young might. Oh, that we might be indeed prepared for such a time. So be with us tonight, Lord, and help us. Lord, help us to speak. But Lord, grant grace to the hearers. It's not the remembrance of the text, Lord. Lord, we have problems remembering texts. But if thou wilt bless it and make it a blessing, then that blessing will remain. Oh, hear our prayers. Lord, forgive our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn 1098. O God of mercy, hear my call, my load of guilt remove, break down this separating wall that bars me from thy love. 1098.
Entirely on the help of God, I would seek your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 39 and verse 7, the 39th Psalm, the 7th verse. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. In the reading in the 27th Psalm, there were two verses which I feel is indeed a consideration along with the text. The last two verses of Psalm 27, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But this is by way of a question. And now, Lord, what wait I for? If that question was asked of you in secret, what would be the answer? Now, Lord, what wait I for? You come to this house of God as often as the doors are open. Do you wait for something? If you are amongst those who wait for something, it is because you are exercised respecting something, that it is of the Lord, that you don't seem to possess. We started the service, didn't we, with a hymn that had a question. "'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not?" Simple enough to sing. But dear friends, this is this will be the exercise, dear friends, of those who come to the means of grace. It is often a question, a seeking soul. What is a seeking soul? Well, a seeking soul is an exercised soul that longs to know something or have an interest in something which is for their spiritual profit and good. So they have to wait for it. Was there not a dear woman in the gospel who brought the condition of her daughter to Jesus Christ, and he answered her not a word? Have you ever been in that position or that condition? You've laid before the Lord what you stand in need of in your own soul. And it would seem to be as if there's no answer. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. It is a blessed condition to wait, but it is a trying condition, isn't it? As the Lord, the psalmist Asaph, in the 73rd Psalm, reminds us of the pathway. Will the Lord cast all forever? Will he be favourable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? And I said, this is my infirmity, that I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Dear friends, the experiences of the people of God are trying experiences. The enemy of the soul uses such experiences to trouble such souls. It is as though he would remind us of the silence of God not only a trying experience, but a sad evidence that the petitions that are offered will never be answered. Now, in this psalm, we have this exercise, what wait I for? And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. question might be asked, the Lord help you to answer it before his throne of grace. Have you something, an exercise, a concern, a spiritual concern? Perhaps, dear friends, the Lord has intimated your pathway, but you have to wait. It is a great trial to faith to wait. Dear friends, it is profitable. I will tell you one thing, my own experience. I hope you'll forgive me. If it's wrong to speak experience, then I will indeed be reproved. One such occasion, I had an exercise. I'll not tell you what the exercise was, but it was such a trouble to me, because it seemingly wasn't to be answered. And I began to think, well, perhaps it wasn't the Lord's will. Perhaps it's some part of my spiritual mind or religious mind, shall we say, that I have brought before the Lord or assumed that the Lord would do this or that. But you know, there is a remedy. I went to chapel one particular occasion. I can remember the month. And I asked the Lord to tell me whether my exercise was just a figment of my imagination, or was it his work in my soul? The Lord's servant in the pulpit on that Wednesday night had a change of text. The text that he preached on that Wednesday night was this: so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. I felt, dear friends, I had an answer, and it encourages one to wait. In his good time and way, he will answer. But, dear friends, he'll keep the exercise alive. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. It would not be perhaps unprofitable to try to mention some of the things which the children of God wait for and have to wait for. And be sure of this, dear friends, that the longer you wait, the more discouraged you may feel to be, or you may be tempted that it is not to be. But it is presumptuous on your part. Are there those found in the house of God that are exercised respecting obedience to his commandments, who have waited on the Lord and waited for the Lord in this matter, and they seem, as it were, to wait in vain? Dear friends, if God has begun such an exercise, really, dear friends, to put you amongst his people, you're numbered amongst them anyway, if you are exercised respecting the walking with them in this waste howling wilderness. But you wait. Dear friends, the Lord knows how trying it is to wait. And now, Lord, what wait I for? But he does give grace to wait. In the Hebrews, the Apostle Paul writes, "Ye have need of patience, but after ye have, and you shall obtain the obtain the promise." Well, it goes something like that. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. But oh, this waiting time. It's a blessed thing to wait. Dear friends, if you wait according to what the will of God is, if the will of God has been applied to you, the way of salvation, the way of pardon and peace, perhaps you've walked out what it says in the epistle to John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you as a sinner are daily in this blessed exercise of confession. And you wait to know. It is revealed, isn't it, in the scriptures. All those dear souls that go to glory are pardoned sinners. And it may be that it impresses upon your spirit that unpardoned sinners cannot go to glory. And you'll wait for it. I do find this, dear friends, I don't know whether you do, but those essential blessings and favours of which the soul is exercised about, you can't just dismiss it and lay it down. There are many things, I suppose, we might pray for along the pathway of providence that we have to learn to live without. But how can a spiritual soul live without forgiveness? There is peace and pardon through the blood of Jesus. Many times, especially on a Lord's Day morning, we would read this psalm. In the 122nd psalm, you know, it begins, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, the exercise of the psalmist was this: pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper to love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Oh, who doesn't pray for the prosperity of Zion? But who doesn't pray for the prosperity of their own soul? And now, Lord, what wait I for? How you long in your exercise to see the prosperity of Zion. Because you know in the prosperity of Zion will be your prosperity. But you have to wait for it. How many years, dear friends, how many years? Ask the question, don't answer it audibly. But dear friends, those who have walked in the commandments of Jesus Christ, surely there was an exercise, and that exercise was brought a desire. And the Lord granted you a love to Christ and a love to his people. And you said, in effect, numbered with the may I be now and through eternity. Perhaps you asked the Lord, oh, that I would remove all hindrances. The poet says, isn't he, blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. But you wait. But you see, dear Lord, dear friends, it says, and now, Lord, what wait I for? It's on the Lord that you wait, and for the Lord that you wait. The pardon of sin, dear friends, it costs the Lord of life and glory, suffering and death. But it is the blessing of the Church of Christ, dear friends, and the blessing of all needy, poor sinners. The pardon of sin. What wait I for? Is there a soul? Dear friends, this is I was going to say a secret between God and your soul. Has he laid up in your soul some future exercise that shall come to pass? Such an exercise, dear friends, as you won't die without it coming to pass. But perhaps now and then you're raised up, perhaps somewhere in the ministry, you are encouraged to wait. And then perhaps sometimes you go seasons, as it were, in darkness and distress. But you know, it comes back to this text. But now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Now, if amongst us are the exercised children of God, dear friends, they are dependent on the Lord to bring these exercises, these times of waiting to an end, and these exercises to pass. Now, dear friends, it's not, I carried for years the exercise of the ministry. If I said over 20 years, I wouldn't be exaggerating. But you know, dear friends, the longer you carry something, the less it seems to be that it will come to pass. Now, the Lord help you to venture upon the throne of grace. The Lord help you to take your exercises to him who put the exercise there in the first place. It's not seeking the advice or comfort of man, or indeed the wisdom of men. The Lord make a way. The Lord will appoint a day, a blessing. Oh, what a solemn thing it is to be a waiting soul. Because, dear friends, a waiting soul is a gracious soul that is wholly dependent on the merciful God making the way. For my hope, for now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Perhaps, and I should not attempt to try to probe. The Lord knows an exercised soul. The Lord knows the prayers of the exercised soul. Oh, the darkness and the distress. If you go at your leisure, not now, but if you go at your leisure, and I hope you have a desire to read the truth, dear friends, to prove the ways of God. After the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, in the 24th chapter of Luke, there were two that walked the same day to a village called Emmaus. And we read that it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And so he drew out of them the reason for their communications and why they walked and were sad. And so they told him. It was a matter concerning Jesus of Nazareth. But they came to this place. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. Beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, when they found not his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. We trusted. Oh, how confused was these godly people. How confused they were. First the sacrifice, first the crucifixion. They had hoped, they had trusted that it was he that should redeem Israel. They had that faith to believe in the walk and pathway provision of Jesus Christ was redemption, that he had been crucified and died. And what added to the confusion was that when they went to the tomb, it wasn't there. Oh, just for a moment. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter his glory? The way of redemption, dear friends, was the way of sacrifice. The way of pardon and forgiveness is shedding of blood. The apostle wrote in the Hebrews, without shedding of blood, there's no remission. No sacrifice. What does the poet say? Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience ease or wash away one's stain. But you see, dear friends, they couldn't understand the death of the Lord Jesus. I thought it was him that should redeem Israel. Well, he did redeem his spiritual Israel. Believers in Jesus Christ are pardoned and forgiven. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. But I want to come back to this, which I believe is what the text infers. The exercised soul, somewhere, if there is in this house of God, a soul that's exercised. Exercised because of a divine teacher. Exercised because of a desire to obey and to walk in the ways of God. What wait I for? What do you wait for? The Lord knows, dear friends, if there's a soul here, or many, I hope, that wait for something. Would you say that you come to chapel on Sunday or weeknight? Many a time you go home disappointed. You've come like the door on its hinges. But it seems as though it's been aggravated by unbelief. There's been no application. Dear friend, there is a time set. An appointed time rolls on apace. The time was set to heal up your woes. There's days of blessing, dear friends, in the life and pathways of the children of God that are yet to be experienced. But there's waiting for them. What grace is needed? What faith is needed? But it would appear here David's faith, and I'm going to use a word I hope is right, was centred. For what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Dear friends, you come to the house of God and you're listening for something to be said from the pulpit. Would it not be more profitable if you looked above man? And I know it's the means of grace, dear friends, but take this burden to the Lord and lay it there, that he might speak these things into being. If you know, dear friends, the plague of your own heart, you'll also know the grace of confession. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear friends, there's ways a child of God has a great advantage, I was going to say. He has many disadvantages, but he has promises to plead. Dear friends, the Lord help you to take the word of God to him. What wait I for? My hope is in thee. And how many times have we gone to the house of God to hear what the man says? Would it not be better to go to the house of God to hear what the Lord says? If he uses the mouth, lips, and the mind of a man, dear friends, may he have the glory and the honour. But it must be directed, dear friends, to the Lord himself. who will and aid in his good time and way, in his appointed way. Isn't it a mercy to be a waiting soul? Isn't it a mercy to be a seeking soul? A waiting soul or a seeking soul, there is one thing in common, dear friends, and that is that they've got something to wait for and to wait upon. Those of us who have families, children and now grandchildren, some of us great-grandchildren. You know, there's a word in Isaiah, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. How you long, dear friends, to see these evidences come to pass. To have some indication, dear friends, that the life of God is evident there. This one thing that is needful, dear friends, which will silence Satan, which will encourage you to pray on. Oh, what wait I for my hope is in thee. Dear friends, there's other things too that time will not permit. But you know, there's a great mercy to take it to the Lord in prayer, to listen for his voice in it. Oh, don't charge the minister with your burden. Dear friends, look to the Lord that he may direct the mind. Look to the Lord that he may send the Spirit to direct to the word. Great mercy, dear friends. I went to chapel one night, waiting for a word. I won't tell you what it's about. And what I was listening for, the word of God that shall take up my exercise. And I went one Friday night down to Lake and Heath to listen to a dear servant of God who had been useful in the past. And to my surprise, he read the chapter that I was reading. The chapter which concerns the call by grace of Saul of Tarsus. But you know, there's a word in there that was applied. It wasn't the blessing itself, but it was indeed the instruction to my soul. What did the dear apostle hear when he was called by grace? Well, he heard this, a voice from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, a trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and you shall be told thee what thou must do. Dear friends, that was the answer the soul of Tarsus was given. That was the text that I listened to on that particular Friday night. Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, how essential, dear friends, is the instruction of the Lord, how obedience to the word of God. Go into the city, dear friends, and the city indeed was the house of God. I won't tell you what the exercise was, dear friends, but I didn't need to hear it twice. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. There's something very precious, you know, dear friends, in an exercised soul. They know where the exercise has brought them. And they know who it is who has to indeed answer their requests. My hope is in thee. Thou not to look to man, nor to wait upon him, but they are to wait upon the Lord. Dear friends, and this is where grace and faith is needed. Oh, the patience that is needed. What's recorded in the Epistle to Peter, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Dear friends, that's what it says. And when the Lord's, when he appears, dear friends, it is to grant the blessing, the trial of your faith. Dear friends, how precious it is. Well, whatever it is that you and I wait for, there's only one place to wait for it. Dear friends, and that's the eternal mind of eternal God. And to wait for his disclosing. The question was asked, am I his or am I not? I've known people that deride that hymn, said it should never be in our book. But dear friends, that's the exercise of the waiting soul, of the watching soul, lest they should be settled down upon false hope. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Well, you will see then why we read that 27th chapter, Psalm. You will see why we joined it to it, because the fourth verse of the 27th Psalm says, one thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And then this, the ninth verse, hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger, thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Then we read the last two verses, I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Dear friends, the Lord that you and I have to deal with is holy, is just, but he's also merciful. And he has appointed a time, dear friends, and a place where his purposes will be revealed. What wait I for? My hope is in thee. Dear friends, how often we listen to the enemy. Oh, how we find our hope, dear friends, seems to be hopeless. But there's only one place to wait. I don't know, dear friends, I venture to say this, but you know, what a blessed character you are if you come to chapel waiting. Dear friends, one of the exercises of the living soul is not only waiting, but watching. Oh, dear friends, this is the blessing, dear friends, which that the real child of God is exercised about. He watches and he waits. I've known times, and I say that to my own condemnation, when I've gone to chapel and I'm not expecting anything. Such was the trials of the way. Such was the distress, the pathway on which one walks. And I've gone to chapel, as it were, quite determined that there should be nothing. I went to chapel one day, in the midst of trouble. If I've said this before, because it's all part of the divine exercise of my soul. I'll tell you when it was, dear friends. It was an Easter Sunday, and I didn't expect to hear anything, not that would suit my condition and my case. I decided that all I would hear from the servant of God that day was the resurrection day. And I didn't expect to hear. Dear friends, I say this to my own condemnation. Well, dear friends, whatever we read, I can't remember now. But the text that he preached from was this: for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Well, dear friends, the Lord knew how suitable that was. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. The Lord grant that his servants come here not to direct their own thoughts, or may they be led of the Lord and given what to speak. And may the Holy Spirit apply the word. And as for you, the hearers, dear friends, oh, may your pathway be such that you go to the house of God to hear what God the Lord will say concerning it. There's nothing more honouring to him. There's nothing more humbling to us who hear. And you go, dear friends, with one desire: to hear what the Lord will speak in the matter. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Dear friends, there's one thing certain. If you're a true child of God, dear friends, you will be bound up in the covenant of love and grace. But you are bound to hear what the Lord will appear. I mentioned in prayer Ruth the Moabitess. But the purposes of God was being worked out, wasn't it? When she came back from Moab as a widow, and obviously she was, and Naomi as well, would have been exceedingly poor, because they lived on what they gleaned. Dear friends, but you read the book of Ruth, is it the second chapter? A hap was to glean in a field of Boaz. Or as we would say in our language, it happened. Well, who directed her to the field of Boaz? Dear friends, only the God of all grace. Dear friends, and how she was blessed in the field of Boaz. This is a great mercy, dear friends, if the Lord brings you into his house in your spiritual exercise and need. How you will rejoice and be glad. How you will give him the honour and the glory. Dear friends, he appoints a place, a spot of ground where Jesus did thee meet. Dear friends, you have to wait for it. But he will indeed come. None of his children, his needy souls, his needy people, dear friends, have ever been indeed destitute, totally and completely. They've never entered into that path of despair. They've come very close to it, of course they have. But the Lord has appeared. And I ask another question, because, dear friends, this is how the Lord teaches his people and his servants. I used to read about in my young days, I used to read about the old saints of God, how they used to come to chapel for the last time. If the Lord didn't appear, well, they would give up going, because they were out of the secret. But I came to that time, and I have been a time. Dear friends, when you come to chapel in such an exercise, especially a spiritual exercise, dear friends, where you might as well give up going, because there seems to be nothing. Dear friends, when you come to the end of your own resources, you never will come to the end of the Lord's resources. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Well, I hope and pray, dear friends, that the text that we have this night, as at other times, that it has pleased God, dear friends, that the word has been sent for their purpose, for His purpose, and for their good. I shall never know, and I don't suppose, dear friends, how that matters really much. But what we do seek is the Lord's blessing. You know, He has said, and He has left this on record, my words shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You can be convinced, you can be confirmed by this, dear friends. The Lord knows your case. If there's such a soul in here this night, the Lord knows your case. The Lord knows your exercise. And if He is the author, dear friends, He'll be the finisher. Oh, have you come to the times of need, dear friends, He will supply that need. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. A cause of truth that has amongst this congregation a waiting soul or a seeking soul, dear friends, is a very blessed cause, because the time of rejoicing will come when that soul will testify of the mercy of God. Well, there we must leave it. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. Amen.
Let us close with hymn 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. 918.
Hymn 681.
O Lord, fulfil thy word, own and bless thine own word, and now forgive, pardon, put away what thy holy eyes have seen amiss. Lord, will we leave thy sanctuary, take us unto thy care, bring us to our homes in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain amongst us, now and for ever. Amen.